KJAN Sports.
It is time for sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, some early season track meets last night. The Hawkeye 10 Conference North Division meet on the girls' side saw Harlan win with 151 and a quarter points. Denison was second with 137 and a quarter. Atlantic with 136 and a half, placing third overall. Among the first place finishes for Atlantic last night, Haley Rasmussen was the champ in the 400 meters. Taylor McCready took the 800 meter run. Also, Atlantic's 4x400 meter relay team was a champion. Atlantic also grabbed first in the 4x800 meters last night on the girls' side. Boys' side of that meet, it was Harlan winning with 140 points. Atlantic a close second with 138. Lewis Central with 105, placing third. Among the first place finishes for Atlantic, Tyler Moen won the 200 meter dash. It was Chase Mullinix grabbing the 400 and the 800 meter titles. Craig Becker, a winner in the 1600 meters. The 3200 champion was Jalen Peterson of Atlantic. Atlantic also got relay wins in the 4x400 and 4x800 meters in that meet last night. Also, the Hawkeye 10 Conference South Division meet was held. On the girls' side, it was Glenwood winning with 182 points. On the boys' side, well, Glenwood again with 181 points. The team champs, and they also cleaned up with a number of first-place victories in that meet last night. Also, Audubon hosting its Early Bird track meet. Among the boys' event results, Jack Tarks, the trainer, the champ in the high jump. Deshaun Carr of CAM wins the long jump event. Also in the shot put, it was Mitchell Williamson of CAM capturing the championship. Lane Pryor of Woodbine wins the discus on the boys' side. Also in the sprint medley relay, trainer was the champion there. In the 3,200-meter run, Brett McGee of Tri-Center was the champ. Underwood grabbed the title in the 4x800-meter relay. CAM grabs the 4x100-meter shuttle hurdle relay title. Also, Valentin Andrushishin of Riverside was the winner in the boys' 100-meter dash. The boys' distance medley title went to trainer. Braden Wullen of Underwood won the 400-meter dash. Woodbine grabbed the 4x200-meter relay title. Also, the 110 hurdles goes to Connor McKee of CAM last night. Wyatt Pryor of Woodbine wins the 800 meters. Underwood's Braden Wullen takes the 200-meter dash. The 400 title went to Duke Kyle of Missouri Valley. The 1,600-meter crown to Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer. Also the 4x100-meter, Trainer was the champ, and Underwood grabbed the 4x400-meter relay. That's the boys' early bird meet last night, hosted by Audubon. In college basketball news, Iowa State University announced Tuesday that head men's basketball coach Steve Prohm has agreed to a contract extension with the university through 2025. Dr. Wendy Winterstein, the the president at Iowa State University, and Coach Prohm were listed in a statement that was a quote from Director of Athletics Jamie Pollard, saying that they all agreed that it sent a message to the student athletes, future recruits, and fans that there's a strong mutual desire for Prohm to be the head men's basketball coach. Prohm's Cyclone teams have an 83-53 overall record and three NCAA tournament appearances. His 2018-19 team finished 23-12 overall. The Cyclones won this year's Big 12 Conference Tournament in Kansas City, the second such title for Prohm. Iowa State led the Big 12 in scoring offense this season, and its offensive and defensive efficiency ratings were among the nation's best this season. Prohm has won more than 20 games in 7 of 8 seasons as a college head coach with a career winning percentage of .695. That includes 4 seasons at Murray State. He's in the top 30 nationally for coaches with at least 5 years of experience. Details of Prohm's contract extension will be available once that's finalized. Not the only news out of Iowa State yesterday. ISU redshirt sophomore Cameron Lard has decided to leave Iowa State to pursue other basketball opportunities. Coach Prohm said, "We appreciate the efforts that Cameron gave to our program during his time with us. Cameron has made great strides, and we certainly wish him well in the future." He said they will continue to help him in any way that they can. Lard saw action in 24 games for the Cyclones this past season, averaging 5.6 points, 2.8 rebounds, and 1.2 blocks in about 12.5 minutes a game. Lard's departure leaves the Cyclones with 3 experienced returnees in the post in rising redshirt juniors, Michael Jacobson and Solomon Young, as well as freshman George Condit IV. Nebraska fired seventh-year head coach Tim Miles Tuesday after the Cornhuskers finished 13th in the Big Ten and failed to make the NCAA tournament for a fifth straight year. Athletic director Bill Moose announced the firing 2 days after the Huskers finished a 19-17 season with an 88-72 loss to TCU in the second round of the NIT. Much was expected of the Huskers this season. They brought back four starters from a 22-win team that was fourth in the Big Ten. And the question among fans and media wasn't whether Nebraska would be in the NCAA tournament, but how deep a run they could make. The Huskers, though, went into a free fall in January and February, losing 11 of 13 games. Miles was 116 and 114 overall, 52 and 76 in Big Ten regular season games. Nebraska was 10th or lower in the conference in five of Miles' 7 years. Under the terms of Miles' contract, which was set to expire in March of 2021, he's owed a $2.52 million buyout. On the court last night, the NIT quarterfinals continued with Wichita State defeating Indiana 73-63 and TCU defeating Creighton 71-58. In the CIT tournament in the second round, Hampton beat Charleston Southern 73-67, Green Bay downing FIU 98-68. In the quarterfinals of the CIT, Marshall, winner over Presbyterian 83-66. Today's action sees Colorado facing Texas and Liscomb against North Carolina State. Those are NIT quarterfinals. Also in the CBI tournament semifinals, Coastal Carolina plays at DePaul this evening. Northwest Missouri State University tries to remain undefeated today as they'll play Mercyhurst in the Elite Eight of the NCAA Division II Basketball Championship Tournament this afternoon. The Bearcats and sophomore Ryan Hawkins, the MIAA Defensive Player of the Year, will be playing in Evansville, Indiana. The tip-off in that contest with Northwest Missouri State as the top overall seed is scheduled for 2:30 this afternoon. In baseball news, two top National League starters will be getting bigger paybacks. Right-hander Kyle Hendricks and the Chicago Cubs agreed to a contract that adds $55.5 million from 2020 to 2023, guaranteeing that he'll receive nearly $63 million over the next five seasons. Hendricks, who turned 29 in December, has a 3.07 ERA in five seasons with the Cubs and went 14-11 with a 3.44 ERA last year. Meanwhile, a person familiar with negotiations tells the Associated Press that National League Cy Young Award winner Jacob DeGrom and the New York Mets have agreed to a $137.5 million five-year contract. That deal guarantees an additional $120.5 million over four seasons. The Iowa football team will not have a game or an open practice to conclude spring drills. Coach Kirk Ferentz says the move was made due to turf replacement and drainage review on the floor of Kinnick Stadium.
Our thoughts were, it's most important to get this addressed now, get on it as fast as we can so we don't have any complications in August. And for all the people that were going to come for the spring game, hopefully they'll show up for Kids Day and maybe double the crowd that we usually get there. But that'll be the next time we're out there in the public. But this is not going to be an annual thing. It's just one of those unforeseen circumstances.
Coming off a 9-4 record and a win in the Outback Bowl, the Hawkeyes appeared to be loaded with experience. That all changed with the early departure of four standouts to the NFL draft.
This will be the first time our team collectively has been on the football field practicing football, minus the seniors that we had last year and minus four guys that have declared for the draft. So certainly we're a totally different football team and have a lot of challenges moving forward.
The biggest area of need right now is on the defensive line. Ferentz has promoted Kelvin Bell to defensive line coach. He had been the recruiting coordinator and replaces the retired Reese Morgan. Ferentz says he'll be looking to fill the spot for a 10th assistant.
Most definitely a defensive assistant, and I think most likely to work with Kelvin. Yeah, probably someone to help out the defensive line just because of the numbers. And so I think the way we're structured right now, it's probably logical.
Ferentz says he's in no hurry to fill that spot and is looking for the right fit. NFL owners voted down a proposal to replace the onside kick with one play from scrimmage and tabled a suggestion to require each team to have one possession in overtime regardless of what happened on the first series of the extra period. Owners will next take up the overtime topic again at their May meeting. Team owners are tweaking pass interference, whether it's flagged or not. Pass interference can now be challenged by coaches and reviewed by officials next season. NFL team owners voted Tuesday on a one-year trial basis to include those often controversial penalties in the officiating replay review system. Coaches will still have two challenges per game, and in the final 2 minutes of a half or the fourth quarter or for all of overtime, the replay official can order a review of offensive or defensive pass interference. The major change, owners traditionally have been highly reluctant to include any penalties in the replay process, stems from an egregious missed call in the NFC Championship game that likely led to the Rams making the Super Bowl and the Saints falling short. The NFL has also awarded a nearly $250,000 to two companies seeking to enhance protection provided by helmets. And in racing news, NASCAR made the first significant changes to its schedule in years as they shuffled the 2020 season into a freshened new sequence that tries to meet the wants of fans and to the best of its current ability. The 2020 schedule, released on Tuesday, moved the season finale to the Phoenix area, and iconic Indianapolis Motor Speedway got a July 5th to give it back-to-back summer holiday weekends. Daytona gave up its traditional and often rain-wrecked July 4th weekend for the final race of the regular season when the playoff field will be completed. Pocono Raceway will run both its 400-mile races on back-to-back June afternoons. Martinsville Speedway got a Mother's Day race under the lights and also a slot in the playoffs, one of three short tracks featured in NASCAR's 10-race playoffs. Even better for Martinsville, it got the penultimate race for the championship finale. Bristol and Richmond short tracks both joined the playoffs, as did Darlington Raceway. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.